If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Our comedian friend Reno Collier is going to stop in next week.
Reno will be in next Thursday.
Love Reno. Fun
He's
dude.
So funny.
Yeah. FunnyboneOmaha.com to see Pete Lee, who's with us right now. Nick's with us. Of course, Nick's always with us. So I got to stop saying that. Yeah. Nick's a permanent part of the show.
You know? And the headliner next weekend is
Crazy.
Pete's brother, Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've had two Lees in a row at the Funny Bone.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
One's a legitimate Lee, though. He's Asian.
You know? Yeah. I'm the Lee that won't touch your face.
I've never met Bobby Lee, but he's pretty crazy, huh?
He's really crazy. Yeah. He's so funny. Yeah. He's the sweetest person on earth, but he will touch your face.
Really?
Yeah. I've met him several times at the Comedy Store, and he'll be like, "You are so nice," and he'll just touch your face. And you're like, that is the ultimate alpha move for a man to touch another man's face.
Years ago, Bobby came to the Old Club. Oh, he was the feature act for Pauly Shore.
Oh, my God.
Because he's an old Comedy Store guy.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, in the last couple of days, Bert Kreischer had Bobby on his podcast.
Yeah.
They posed for a picture together that is indescribable.
Really? I'll have to check
Just
it
look
out,
at Bert's Instagram, and he's cuddling little Bobby, and they're both naked.
Really?
They're both naked.
Oh yeah, I got to see that. Or I don't have to see that because I know what Bert looks like, mostly naked, basically, because he's so naked on stage, you know.
Yeah, if you look at that picture and then you don't feel gay, well, then you just have standards.
Mr. Evans.
Yeah. Apparently, there is a viral photo going around that people are just tripping all over themselves for, of George Lucas holding baby Yoda.
Oh, my God. Geek.
Yeah.
They're freaking out, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Man.
As part of its Snow Day promotion, Busch Beer is dropping the price of its beer by $1 for every inch of snow that falls in 7 selected cities through March 21st.
Just for a case, a 30-pack?
Or a beer to bar.
Yeah.
It's a competing bar or whatever. I mean,
no, you got to
participate.
No, you got to have a whole deal.
Yeah, you got to fill out something, mail it in. None of this stuff's worth it.
Residents of the eligible states can submit their receipts and zip codes at the Snow Day website. Residents are limited to one submission per person and can receive up to $30. The offer includes purchases of 18, 24, or 30 packs of Busch Light, 18 packs of Busch Ice, and 12 packs of non-alcoholic Busch. Rebates will be sent to residents' emails after March 21st, the release dates. Now, the cities include Des Moines, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Minneapolis, Fargo, North Dakota, Omaha, Nebraska, Buffalo, New York, and Green Bay, Wisconsin.
So Lincoln and Wichita,
shut up. For every inch of snow that falls in one of those cities, everyone 21 and older is eligible to get $1 off select Busch products via a rebate, interactive billboards in each city.
Rebate.
Yeah, that's what we mentioned earlier.
I know, but I didn't hear that.
You know,
part.
Send the stuff in.
They're going to mail you a check for $1 in about 3 weeks.
Or $30. Up to $30, we said, which is nice for people that are drinking Busch.
Can you buy that six-pack in 8 different stores?
There is no six-pack.
Well, 30 packs.
18, 24, 30 packs, 18 packs of Busch Ice, 12 packs of non-alcoholic Busch.
Once they have your name in the database, can they ship you $30 from 8 different stores and you make some actual money?
Mm-hmm. Well, you would have to have your receipt.
Every inch of snow over what period of time?
Until March 21st.
Oh, okay. So starting now?
I don't know.
Until March 21st?
No.
It seems like a lot of
not
work.
Starting now, because more than 3 inches of snow has already fallen in Des Moines. Yeah. Iowa residents already have $3 off their beer.
Okay.
Woohoo.
It's not a bad deal. The rebates just make it such a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's some of those
That's
stores
the
where
trouble.
Yeah, it's like, just put something on sale. I'm not going to mail this thing in to get 15 cents off a box of nails or whatever.
And they know people are not going to do that because they don't lose any money.
Yeah, if you're such a drinker that you're licking stamps, you are a volume drinker.
Right. That's a volume thing.
Yeah.
It's a challenge maybe for some people. It's like,
somebody's really going to.
We're snowed in. Yeah. Let's get some.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's some people's hobby.
Some coupons.
Yeah. That's coupon lady.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not the majority. The majority is not going to fill out anything and just say, whatever.
No. You're drunk.
And Bush is getting a lot of advertisement, including.
Yes, they are.
Right. You had to be a non-alcoholic Bush. Who does that?
Well, it is.
Alcoholics?
What a waste. Yeah. No. Non-alcoholic. Why would an alcoholic drink a non-alcoholic Bush?
Because he's recovering.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to take a night off and still wants his beer.
Yeah.
Recovering from low self-esteem.
Yeah.
But that market is increasing, as they keep telling us.
Yep.
The non-alcoholic market is increasing, whether it's beer or just foo-foo drinks.
Well, foo-foo drinks are actually... Oh, yeah, that's right.
The non-alcoholic ones.
You know, they keep saying that. I'm sure it is increasing a little bit, but everywhere we go, every bar we go to, it's loaded with people drinking real alcohol.
Yeah, but it might be a function of geography.
Yeah, I'm talking about every big city, everybody's drinking. And actually, not small towns are all drinking, too. I mean, some people might be quitting, but...
Numbers aren't... They're not lying about the numbers.
No, I know they're not. But, I mean, you don't hang out in bars like we do. Everybody's drunk, and everybody's drinking in every state I've been to in the past year, which has been a lot of them.
And small towns I don't hang out at bars.
Right. What?
Small towns get after it.
Well, of course they do.
It's hard to leave after shows sometimes. They'll be like, hey, I got to get out of here. Oh, here's a beer. Like, and if somebody buys you a beer, you're obligated to, like, stand there and drink. You're like, oh, I'm driving. They're like, ah, it's just another beer. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Right.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Otherwise, you face the wrath of, I thought you guys partied.
Yeah.
We put up with that for years.
You're in the TNT radio empire.
How have you handled that, Pete? Because you play everywhere and you're a friendly guy. And a lot of times you meet the crowd or sell something to people. Do you try not to fall under peer pressure?
People will be like, oh, you're not going to have a drink with us? What are you, a sissy? I'm like, yeah, that's my brand. I'm only being consistent to what you bought into.
That's a good point.
That's why you've got to be a pothead comedian, because pothead comedians, people just give them weed and don't expect you to smoke a joint with them.
That's a good point.
They're happy to just give you a little bit of weed.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I am going to do now, though, is that you know how you're supposed to go like whiskey, water, beer, water? I'm going to do beer, non-alcoholic beer, then regular beer, then non-alcoholic. Yeah. That's how I'm going to drink responsibly.
Yeah. That would do it.
I'm sold.
Liquid death.
Liquid death.
There you go. You need some liquid death.
Murder your thirst.
or maybe a water you think is non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That helps.
Speaking of Mormons, right.
How is the liquid death doing?
Really well.
Good.
Really well. That if it does good. Better, I get to retire. You'll never see me again.
Did
You'll
I
never hear three anything.
Don't
no way.
Drink it.
Did I see Louie with one?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I saw Louie. I thought he had a liquid death up there.
And I couldn't take a picture of it because
he's not. You can't.
Yeah. Is it too late?
Oh, because it's Louis C.K.
to invest.
Because we weren't supposed to have
pictures.
Phones in there.
Right.
I was the only one
right.
who had a phone unlocked.
That's right.
So I couldn't abuse it. I'd be attacked by the yonder boy.
Yeah, I took it on stage with me last night, and I did a whole ad on stage where I was like,
thanks,
liquid
Pete.
Death, your dad will want to play catch with you. He'll want to get off the couch.
Too late to hop on the investor bandwagon?
I don't know. I'll ask my son.
I got $20.
Cool.
How much did that give me?
Two cans.
No stock, huh?
Nope.
Damn.
Where can we find the liquid death?
Look at Instagram.
Okay.
I've seen it at grocery stores around here, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It did hit the Hy-V.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yaroslav Suris is suing Pornhub.
It's already funny. The name combined with Pornhub, that's already funny.
Right.
Claiming that Pornhub has denied the deaf and hearing impaired access to its videos. According to documents obtained by TMZ, Mr. Suris says a lack of closed captioning violates the rights of the deaf and hearing impaired under the Americans with Disabilities Act. He says the deaf and hearing impaired cannot understand the audio portion of videos on the websites. Some of the titles that he says he watched but was completely lost on dialogue include Hot Step Aunt Babysits Disobedient Nephew.
Of course she's disobedient. And by the way, it's a step aunt, so you can bang them. Relax.
Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk.
What's the talk?
Right.
Yeah.
Gotta know. Yeah. You gotta know.
He acts like he's missing a plot line or something.
Check out.
Well, he thinks he is.
Comedy Central's Twitter feed has one of those mini mocks.
Yeah.
And they're interviewing a lady you know, obviously she's not real,
right?
Because it's a mini mock. Hey, she's interviewing a lady who does closed captioning for porn.
Really?
It's funny.
And Daddy 4K, Allison comes to talk about money to her boy's naughty father.
Oh, he's naughty.
That's pretty brave, really, to tell everybody what kind of porn videos you're watching.
Yeah. And he's fixed three specific ones he wants to know the dialogue to.
Yeah.
Have a buddy there with you and tell him what he's saying.
Right. No.
Or sign you.
That's horrible. Yeah.
Sign out what he's saying.
Hey, I'm going to watch some porn. I need my buddies to come over and tell me what's going on.
How do you sign this? Really, how do you sign this?
He says that he and others in his situation would pay for Pornhub's premium subscription, but that's pointless without closed captioning, he says.
Man, what? You know what? Blind guy's saying shut up.
So he's suing.
Right.
Really?
Right.
He's suing to get Pornhub to be inclusive and add closed captioning plus damages. Oh. Pornhub's VP, Corey Price, told TMZ that they'd like to take this opportunity to point out that they do have a closed captions category.
Yeah, he wants them to be closed captioned for everything.
Everything.
That's not going to happen.
Right. How do you spell gurgle?
Well, the lady in the Comedy Central mini mocks is she burns out keyboards because she goes through a lot of O's, A's, and H's. Right there. O A.
She burns out the keyboards.
Three holes, no waiting.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
Just stop saying it.
Yeah.
Nobody believes you.
Look at your face.
I'm only sorry when she's sitting here.
Right.
You're not.
Monday through Wednesday when she's not here, I have no problem playing it, but she looks at me when I play it.
Like when I do it for research here, my computer doesn't have any sound. I don't really feel like I'm losing out by not having the closed captioning. Because I'm not watching for the dialogue.
No.
But you're not watching to finish either.
No.
Not when you're sitting here.
Hey, you sit all the way on the other side of the desk. You don't know.
So be fair.
Yeah, you're right. I'm watching purely for research.
I really love your idea of having the sign, you know, like the church video signer.
Right.
That would be like with the fuzzy edges in the lower right-hand corner of the TV church service.
Yeah, just have her show. Yeah, have her signing. Especially some old lady signing porn, you know?
Oh, I feel like Pornhub should do that just for the joke of
Right.
Oh, we enjoy seeing that when sometimes some deaf people will come to the funny bone.
You probably be on the stage with a signer on the side, right?
We'll have to hire a signer.
Yeah.
And when they make a reference to oral sex, it's always fun to see what the sign
is. Even the cleanest of
comics. They punch their face, right?
If there is a signer up there, they're going to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got to see what he does.
Absolutely going to go there. I can't remember the last one we had. But one time we had Ron White with a signer, and it was an insane.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he just pushed it. He wanted to learn every swear, how they sign every swear word.
Absolutely, he did. Over and over.
And you know what? So does the crowd.
Yeah.
I want to say I've seen videos of a signer at like a hardcore metal band show.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I don't get that.
And not only is it, you know, the words, but the speed. You know, some of those guys are singing really fast, and they're trying to keep up with the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that for a rap show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the signers, of course, have to know the song beforehand.
God, I wish I was deaf at a rap show.
Or you could just not go.
I don't go. I just don't go.
Yeah, there's that option.
That helps. That's the option I choose.
But if I were deaf, I'd go to a lot more rap shows.
No, you wouldn't.
No, probably not.
No, you wouldn't.
Just to feel the beat.
I wish I would have been deaf in my marriage.
you'd still be married.
Yeah,
you were blind.
No, she was hot.
I do want to stick up for the deaf community and say that like the 99.9% of the signers that have ever been at my shows, the coolest people on earth.
I'm sure they are.
And then also the deaf fans that come out are also really cool.
Oh no, they should be allowed.
This person complaining, like that guy sucks specifically.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know,
it's porn.
Mm-hmm. They'll be happy to hear that.
Obviously, you want to know that.
To get that sign.
Yeah, you can play that for them.
Yeah.
Type it out.
No, of course. That's why I was back in the blind earlier, because they love the show. The deaf, not so much.
That's the least listened to podcast, is the one for deaf people.
That's right.
Everybody's got a podcast.
Yep,
everybody's got a special lane, and I'm sure somebody has that and hasn't figured out why no one's listening.
Pete said just all these hard. Earlier, he's afraid he's going to be canceled because of some wrestler, and now he's apologizing to deaf people who can't hear it. They didn't hear a word he said there. He was Mr. Nice Guy there, and nobody heard it. Nobody.
It's falling on deaf ears.
Yeah. If Pete Lee apologizes in the woods, does anybody hear it? Nope. Nope. Nobody heard it.
Maybe one of their friends heard it, and we'll sign it to them later.
Yeah. Are you Pete Lee this morning? No, I didn't.
I didn't hear anything this morning.
No, you're
right. What's the sign language signal for virtue signaling?
Well, I think all you're trying to say is, of course, a deaf person at a comedy show wants to be able to read the jokes and laugh with everybody else.
Yeah.
And that's why he's there or she's there. But if you're watching porn, take it from us hearing people. You don't need to hear this.
Yeah.
If you can't hear the moans, you're not hearing. Yeah, that the dialogue is nothing.
I always have to watch it all turned down anyway, so I'm not like waking people up. Like, can't be a bunch of moans coming out of the bathroom.
No, like, no. Not at all.
I do feel bad for blind people in the digital age.
How do you spell gurgle, talking by the way? Is it IR? I think it's IR. Gurgle.
You are.
No, it's you.
Oh, it's you are.
G-U-R-G-L-E. Yeah.
That's true.
They always have those videos online where it's like somebody with one of those cochlear implants, you know, hears their son or daughter say, I love you for the first time, and then they cry.
Yeah, they just, Or the other way around, when the kids can hear it for the first time.
Yeah.
They freak out, yeah.
They need to show them seeing porn.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm out.
This is so moving. Put that on the dodo.
That would be nice. Oh, look at this.
I'd like to see a video of a kid going, whatever, Dad, for the first time. He's like, what? This too?
Right.
He just pulls the earplugs right out.
Oh, and stomps on it.
Dumbass. Uh-huh. Yeah, Dad, I got it. Fifth time you told me. Yeah. I get it, believe me.
The producer of the James Bond franchise says that a female Bond has no future with them. During an interview with Variety, producer Barbara Broccoli said that Bond can be played by an actor of any race, but he should not be played by a woman. She said she'd rather create new characters for women to portray than have a woman play a role written for a male character. She said, I think women are far more interesting than that.
It's a good point. Have another super agent with a different name.
Absolutely.
And be a woman. I never understood that either, you know.
Well, if I was watching the trailer for this new one correctly, it looks like that's exactly what they're doing.
She's a different character, right?
But she's also a 00 agent.
Right.
And they brought it in to team with Bond.
Right.
To probably, like, you know, pass it off.
But nerds do freak out when they read this stuff.
We had heard at one point that she was... Her name was James Bond.
Jamie or James.
No. She was going to be 007.
Right.
She was not going to be James Bond.
Right. But that's his number. That's his fictitious number.
Yeah.
That makes me so mad. We should have got Richard Reese's opinion on that because he's a Bond freak.
Oh, totally. Yeah. He is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if we have that much time.
No, we don't.
He's snowed in Des Moines.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
We'll see him in a week.
With he's never coming back. Yeah.
Out of Bangkok, Thailand, a 21-year-old gentleman went to the hospital after 5 days with his penis stuck in a metal pipe.
5 days?
I'd go the first day.
Yeah.
He wrapped his junk into a black sock and then put it into the 5-centimeter-long pipe. When he was done, there was so much blood in one end that it couldn't flow back, and so he was stuck.
Wait, sock first, then pipe?
That's why he got stuck.
Yeah. No, he wrapped his junk in the sock.
Oh, okay.
And then put that into the pipe.
All right. Well, that's his problem.
He couldn't even fill the pipe?
Right. If he would have just stuck...
When he was done, there was so much blood in the one end...
Yeah, that's the problem, Tom.
...that it could not flow back, and so he couldn't take the pipe off.
Because he used the sock.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's why he got stuck.
Well,
why
that's true, sock? Because he had done this before without the sock, and it worked.
Uh-huh.
And so this time he used the sock.
Must have had a bigger pipe.
So what, he wanted to shim it up a little bit?
I wanted to shim it up a skosh, and that was too much for him.
Ah.
He ended up stuck after trying lube for 5 days. If I weren't stuck, I'd be fine. Hey, I'm trying the lube out over here.
He must have been engorged.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we've said twice.
But he's never... Did the pipe make him stay chubbing for 5 days?
There was so much blood that in that's the end, there was so much blood in the open end that was still attached to him that it would not go down so he could take the pipe off.
So somebody had to walk into that ER with like an angle grinder and a face mask and just start cutting on that thing?
The penis ended up black and bruised. Paramedics said the bolt and nuts that he put on there were 3 millimeters thick. They had to cut them open with a small blade. They used 25 blades and spent more than 3 hours on the operation.
Good God.
They say the man could lose his penis as the skin had rotted so badly that the tissue inside was visible. One of the doctors said being stuck like this for just 3 hours could cause someone to lose their penis, but this guy was stuck for 5 days. The doctor said he is shocked that the guy survived even.
Did he do anything in those 5 days? Because you put pants on, you got this pipe hanging between your legs. Yeah. I mean, somebody's going
to
say,
I'm glad to see you.
Hey, you coming to the bar? No, I'm laying pipe. I can't.
For 5 days.
Maybe he had a snuggle storm jacket.
Maybe he did.
That's all he had to put on.
You want to see Pete Lee in the snuggle storm jacket, check out TNTRadioEmpire.com, our Facebook page or our Twitter page, too. Pete Lee's the Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com all
That's
weekend
right.
long. Nick's going to be at the Island Bar tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
With some friends there. Mm-hmm.
We're
check
leaving
out.
You on a black and bruised penis in a sock.
Yeah. Be careful.
Enjoy your
out
weekend.
There.
Not just leaving for the day. We're leaving for the weekend.
I blame Craig.
And Craig did it.
He doesn't
royally.
Care.
Well, he likes to throw out a little cautionary tale there. So watch the sock.
Did he go to work every day? With that? What's that pipe? Don't ask. You know, don't ask.
I'm going to get it checked out on Friday.
Love you, Pete. Take care of yourself, brother.
Love you, too. Thank you for having me.
See you soon. Pete Lee. For gigs across the country,
PeteLee.net.
And Fallon in a couple months, maybe?
Fallon in a couple months. And people out there driving, make sure you go on my social media on Instagram at Pete Lee, Pete Lee, Pete Lee, and just let me know that you got to where you're going safe.
Oh, it's not that's
like you care.
That's sweet.
Pete Lee loves the deaf people, so tell one. All right.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.